get the party started.
This is live. Hey, folks, I'm giving you a heads up here. You notice the left side of the stage is black. They blew a circuit right here, so the fellas who work here at the club in Nokia are working on that, just to give you a little information. We're ready to get this party started, though. Ah, the lights came on. They paid the bill. There we go.
Going on, there's a ride going on, there's a ride Rock your baby all night long. 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 Take me in your arms and whisper low. Recorded just happened to be a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. Well, I thought that you was a woke romance. All you ever do is dance, 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 go bop and bop the whole night long to the knockdown music of a jukebox song. Put the If I love's the real thing, where is my wedding ring?
We don't have long, do we? And I think this has been probably the greatest year for my career-wise, that I've ever enjoyed. And so I thank you, and I'll be telling you some of the reasons why as we go along. But you're beautiful tonight. Everybody's gussied up and so pretty and sparkly. Y'all look like a beautiful flower garden. You really do. You ever notice that? Well, there's a weed here and there, of course. But, you know. We want you to have fun. We're here to do some rock and roll for you. And hope that you'll like whatever it is we decide to throw in, okay? Thank you. We love you, too. Tonight, backing me, of course, I'll be telling you, introduced them in a moment, but this is the Dusty 45s all the way from Seattle, Washington. Dusty 45s. I take them with me everywhere that I can, all over the West. Right. So, okay, let's do a song. I'm going to take you on a musical journey. Let's do that tonight. Okay, the song I just did, I Gotta Know, was from 1956. First song, a rock song that I recorded. I'll tell you about that too in a moment. But this next song was from 1961, and it was a great song. I always thought it was. That's why I recorded it. But so happened, it wound up on the B-side of a song that happened to be a big hit of mine. So, you guys found it, the new generation of rock and roll, which you fellas are, all of you gals and guys. And I had to relearn it recently and start doing it again, but I'm glad you liked it too. This one right here. It's a than a 50 years, okay? Lyndon Goodman.
I have been assigned the duty of being the official timekeeper tonight. And we're closing in on midnight. And you have 4 minutes to get beside someone you want to kiss. And listen, it doesn't matter if you know them or not, that's all right. But I'll keep you time, and then we will have a toast to 12 midnight and welcome in 2012. I'll be back. Right now, you have 4 minutes.
Okay, I want to kiss you, so stay close. Okay. And you. Fuzzy face. Oh, yeah, and you, of course. Yes. And all of y'all, why not? Okay, find someone, though, that you want to hold hands with the last few minutes of this wonderful year of 2011. I hope it's been a good one for you. Can you say it was a good year for you? Okay. If nothing else, you kept breathing. That makes it a good year. Okay. I'm going to throw in a country song here. I think I have time for this one. If you don't like it, throw it right back out. But I think that you might this one.
Some gal or guy you want to kiss, you know, you don't even have to know him. And we wish him a happy new year. Here we go. 5, 4, 3,
two, one. Happy New Year! Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old anxiety? For old anxiety, my dear, for old anxiety, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet and days of old anxiety. I'll buy your cup, buy the cup, and surely I'll buy mine. We'll drink a cup of kindness yet for days of old anxiety. One more time. Happy 2012, everybody. Happy New Year. Woo! Boy, you like New Year's? Yeah. It's like kind of new beginnings. We get another chance. Thank you, thank you. Okay. All right, 1955, I graduated from high school. That was a good year. Yeah, I was 17 and skinny. I remember. Hey, I was gonna tell y'all, I was gonna try not to, but I just have to tell them. I stood outside the hotel tonight, coming here, waiting for my taxi. Finally got over here. Finally, Billy Joe found me in the circling around trying to get into this place. And I'm talking right now, honey. Okay. Peace. And you know what? I got here and I said, oh, my stage top. I haven't been on stage without fringe in so long, I don't even remember. So here I am in my outfit that I just came to work in.
Doesn't she look great?
Oh, I don't. Okay, I'm trying to forget about it. It is cooler, I do like it. But I had a hot pink fringe to lay on you tonight, boy. Okay, 1955, oh, my fringe, hey. Hey, that's all right, where does it go? I can put it on later, but now's when I need it. Okay, I'll just shake it a little bit. Thank you, darling. That's nice. Maybe you better hold it there. So I was ready to go on the road and make my $1 million and become a huge superstar. Well, it didn't happen that way, but I've had a wonderful career. And I wanted to tell you, the very first person that I toured with happened to be Elvis Presley. How lucky, huh? when he was just getting started, his career was just beginning. And it was so much fun. I worked with him about a year and a half, and we became good friends. But it was so much fun watching his records go up in the charts and seeing the crowds getting bigger and the girls getting louder. But anyway, we became good friends. We dated what we could here and there, but he gave me his ring. I wore it around my neck. Aw, shucks. But anyway, he's the one that encouraged me to try to sing, not to try, to sing rock and roll. Or we didn't have a name for it. No, there was no name for it yet. It was just this new kind of music that the kids like. And I said, well, I don't think I can. I'm just a country singer. He said, well, I am too, basically. Sure, you can sing it. You've got to try. And he kept encouraging me for that whole year and a half. Finally, by 1956, I found that song and recorded it. So in 2009, when I stood on the stage in Cleveland, Ohio, being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that was one fantastic night. But you can imagine, in my heart, I was saying another great big thank you, Elvis, for that push. So every show I do, if I have time, I sure like to do a tribute to Elvis. I did a tribute album a few years ago. So here's a couple of songs in tribute to the King. He's right here. We're gonna rock. baby left me. I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloomy room. You'll be so lonely, baby. You'll be so lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Exciting, very exciting that happened this year. Boy, I'm messy tonight. Messy and forgetful. What's next? Depends. Gosh, don't even mention it. Okay. January of last year already. Okay, make it official. Last year, January, I received a telephone call from Mr. Jack White of White Stripes. Yeah. And he was interested in recording a single on me and also maybe an album. And so, after the details were worked out, we began exchanging songs. I met him for the first time in his studio there at Third Man in Nashville. And such a neat guy, he truly is. And then after I worked with him, I realized what, you hesitate to say this loosely, but everybody says he's kind of a genius. Yeah, his mind, the way it works, and I just enjoyed so much recording with him. And so I loved the album that we did. He just made it so lively and so different. It just had such a variety of songs. So thank you. I'm glad you do. And I like the title he gave it, called The Party Ain't Over. So we're still partying. Okay, right now, the Dusty 45s and I, we're going to pull out a section of that album and do some of those songs for you. Get on your seatbelts. Here we go. Let me just say this, that on July 23rd of last year now, that's the day that we all woke up to some sad news and hearing of the passing away of Amy Winehouse. And I know we all felt the same. Our hearts were broken. Such a good talent, wonderful talent. And 27 years old. And I was so in hopes that she had a handle on the demons and was getting on top of things. However, I was looking forward to meeting her because I go to London a lot, and I was wanting to meet her, but I won't be able to meet her now. But I do promise her fans, those that love her music, that I will keep singing her song. Yeah! all day and spit me out like I was tangerine. Jack kicked out from my era, and I still love to sing this one. Well, it was Saturday night, and I just kept paying. Put about my money, don't try to say. Hard thing, go, go. Every time it's Saturday night, baby, I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rip it up. Rock it up, shake it up, ball it up. We're gonna rip it up and the ball tonight. I've got me a date and I won't be late. Put me up in this 88. We're gonna go down to the Union Hall. Just like
something I'll have before I go to sleep.
Studio to one of our tracks, and Jack said, "Hey, is there some song that you have always loved and never got to record?" I said, "Well, yeah, I can think of one right quick." And he listened to it. He said, "Oh, I like that too." And so he called the band in the next day, and it was just like in the 50s and 60s. I got to stand in the room with all of his fine band around me and sing, but the song was one of Elvis's from sometime in the late 60s, I believe, this one.
Baby.
mistake, cause I'm a having a good breakdown. A mental shakedown. See my hands have the shiver, and your knees have the quiver. Whole body has a quiver. I'm a having a nervous breakdown. On the record, it fades out here. It's a little hard to do in person, but we're trying. Trip back to 1959, my very first number one rock and roll song. But it wasn't in America. They weren't ready for that. But Japan, they loved it, made it number one. Then maybe I can Fuji Yama Mama, just about to blow myself. Fuji Yama Yama, Fuji Yama. When I started up, you think nobody made me stop. I can make a quarter sake, smoke down a mine, chase it with the backy, then shoot out the lucky one. Fuji Yama Mama, just about to blow myself. Fuji Yama Yama. When I saw Recorded it, Capitol released it, and it became a signature song for me throughout the world. This one right here. Right or wrong, I'll be with you. I'll do what you ask me to. For I believe that I belong. Recording rock and roll, I realized no one was writing those kind of songs for women or for girls, so that stretched me a bit, but I began writing some of my own songs, and so like Right or Wrong and some of the other ones, but this is the first one I remember writing and recording. You want to try it? Y'all heard this one before, haven't you? Yeah. Thank you. Some of that, what is that? Geyser? Geyser water. Are y'all as warm as I am? Does it get warm out there? I was going to say, maybe I'd just trade places with you. I cleared it out a little bit. You ducked. Oh, I got her! Not you. My aim isn't too good, I guess. In 1971, I gave my heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's made such a wonderful difference in my life that wherever I go in the world to sing, I just want everyone to know that I praise the Lord for that day that I saw the light. 'Cause I had wondered so aimless, my life was all filled with sin. 'Cause I wouldn't let our dear Savior in. Oh, but then Jesus came like a stranger in the night and praised the Lord. I saw the light, 2, 3, 4. I saw the light. Something very personal. I understand that it's very important to me, so thank you for that. Okay, I want to introduce the Spine Band. Back with me tonight, who've come all the way from Seattle to be with us this evening at this beautiful place. I love this, is it theater? I guess a dancing theater? Something like that. But anyway, it's wonderful. Thank you for inviting me to your New Year's Eve party. I appreciate it. Over here, I'm playing the fantastic rock and roll guitar. Nice hand for it. And I've forgotten the last names. I know it's Jerry. Batista, yes. Jerry Batista. Playing the big old double bass and also the electric bass and getting some nice harmonies. That's Jeff Gray, a nice hand for Jeff. Yeah, I know you. Back there playing the rockin' sockin' drums and doing a fine job of it, and doing some good singing and playing some French harp. All talented guys, aren't they? A nice hand for Kelly Van Camp. Kelly, thank you. And this young man over here playing the great keyboard. And I've heard him play everything. What was it last night? Y'all played something? He liked to knock my socks off playing. Chase Your Dreams or something. Yeah, I think it was that one. Anyway, he can play rock and roll. He plays gospel. You heard that? A Jewish boy playing gospel. I appreciate that. Thank you. A nice hand for Micah Herschel. Herschel, I'm sorry. Okay. And the fella that keeps them all together, books their dates for them, drives them to the job, helps them set up, does the singing, playing the guitar, playing the trumpet, hardest working guy I've seen. He gets these guys out of jail, pays their child support, opens their beers for them. So please, a nice hand for the guy that's doing such a great job, the leader of the Dusty 45s, Billy Joe Q from Iowa. Thank you. Look forward to the next time we see you guys. Give me a D chord. Easy, easy. Just a pretty one, yeah. Did I tell you I was doing that one? I don't know if I did or not. People like to rock, some people like to roll. Moving in a good and gonna satisfy my soul. And have a party. Oh, have a party. Every time I throw it, box of four. Have a party tonight. Have a kiss to bear, have a kiss to goose. Then you shake a chicken in the middle of a room. Let's have a party. Have a party tonight. Jerry Lee, he said that you could stand in one spot and wiggle around a little bit, and that's when you got it. For a little shake, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake.
Jackson!